When author Stephen King was on the program, he said he wants to grab you by the lapels and transfix you so you don't want to cook dinner or do anything else but read. In time for Halloween, there's a new movie version of King's novel Carrie about a shy, misfit teenager. NPR's Elizabeth Blair says she could never take her attention off Carrie's mom.
Carrie scared the bejesus out of me when I was a teenager, but it was her mother, Margaret White, who made my heart stop.
And Eve was weak.
No, Mama!
Eve was weak.
No!
Eve was weak.
No!
Still gives me shivers. To understand Margaret White, let's dissect this one scene. Carrie is getting ready to go to the prom. She's dressed in a low-cut gown. Her mother's reaction? Utter disgust.
I can see your dirty pillows. Everyone will.
What about dirty pillows?
Oh, it's such a great line, isn't it?
Kimberly Pierce is the director of the new movie version of Carrie.
They're all going to see your dirty pillows. Everyone will.
For Margaret White, breasts are on the bodily path to what she says is the first sin.
She's terrified of sex and terrified of sin, and yet she took great pleasure in having sex at some point.
And since her daughter is the result, Carrie is condemned to eternal punishment.
You pray, little girl. Pray for forgiveness.
This is why I never got confirmed. In the 1976 movie, Piper Laurie played Margaret White. When she first read the script for Carrie, she thought it was a send-up.
I laughed so much during the whole making of this movie, I can't tell you, at how preposterous I was.
Yeah, well, it still scares me, watching that lamb-like Carrie plead with her mother to let her go to the prom.
He's a nice boy, Mom. You like him. You really like him, Mama.
Boys.
The boys. Yes, the boys.
Piper Laurie says today she sees that original film as a lyrical black comedy. In the novel, Carrie, Stephen King describes Margaret White as wearing her hair pulled back in a bun. But Julianne Moore, who plays her in the new movie, wears her hair long, as Piper Laurie did in the original. Kimberly Pierce.
Julianne called me up very early on, and she said, I just want to let you know, I'm going to go gray. She thought that that was what Margaret would do. She didn't want it to be over-sexual. She didn't want it to be showy for the world, but that was what she would do with her hair, because Julianne didn't think that she would spend any time on her hair.
No vanity.
No vanity.
Repent. It's not too late.
Mama, don't ruin this for me. I'll be home early.
I'm going to have to tell that boy the truth, that your father took me and you were born
in sin. You'll say nothing,
and from that sin...
Carrie's mother is a wild, over-the-top fictional invention. But director Kimberly Pierce still thinks there's a grain of truth to her.
I think all parents and all children, they're not going to fight to the death with knives. But I do think that there is the child being unrecognizable to the parent at times. I think the parent desperately wanting to protect the child and love the child. And that struggle for the child to individuate and grow up. And I think that's what, you know, Carrie and Margaret struggle with.
He's going to laugh at you. They're all going to laugh at you.
Look,
it's not too late.
And Margaret's right. That's the other thing. As I go through the movie over and over, everything she says is right. She's like, they're going to laugh at you. She's right. She's like, you shouldn't go to prom. You have superpowers. She's right.
Spoiler alert, it doesn't end well. Obviously, Stephen King's mommy dearest with a Bible and a butcher knife isn't right about everything. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.